USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
High fives and handshakes continue at the White House as the United States added 528,000 jobs in July, that number far exceeding industry analysts' expectations. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh adding,
when I look at this report, we've recovered almost every single job that we've lost or was what people were laid off during the pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The unemployment rate also falling to 3.5%, the lowest since the pandemic struck in early 2020. Despite two COVID shots and two boosters, President Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19. The president's doctor, although not meeting with the media, sending out a memo saying Biden's cough has almost completely resolved and his vital signs remain normal. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in more hot water over her trip to Taiwan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing unannounced sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's internal affairs. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States is engaged in talks with Russia to bring WNBA player Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan home after they were imprisoned. Paul's brother David contemplates the Biden administration's offering dangerous people, such as Victor Boot, who's also known as the Merchant of Death, to bring his brother and Griner home.
I'm confident that the U.S. administration, the president, has advisors in many parts of the government who will have talked through this, and I think that they will make the best judgment for the American people. So if they're willing to make that choice, then I absolutely support it.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Details are coming out about the Uvalde School District Police Chief.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, America's second largest school district, announced this week that it's ending virtually all its COVID-19 safety rules. The only remaining mandatory COVID-19 protocol will be testing and masking for symptomatic students. Amazon is buying Roomba Maker iRobot for $1.7 billion, including debt, as the online retailer adds another connected home product to its portfolio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.